price like we have before. That Rabbi Yehuda is moide to Chachamim by Zaysim V'Yanovim. Weiter, Tusim Shemoshach Mihemayim. What about you have these berries that started, got squashed by itself, the juice came out of it on Shabbos? Or else remind him, you have pomegranates. Shemoshach Mihen Yayin. It's called Yayin because it's also red juice. The red juice of the pomegranate came out. Ve'achnisim Yechlin. Here it depends. If you bought it mitchilot eat it, is Hayyotzim Mihen Mutter. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That since you bought the pomegranate amanas to eat it, now when the juice comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Lamashkin, let's say Matkila, you bought the pomegranate amanas to squeeze it out to get the juice, or the stam, who would then, you bought the pomegranate stam. You don't have das to eat it or to drink it. You bought it stam, with machmer, and say, ayayitzam henosu. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, asal to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says his sheet to claw by tusim and remind him. It is a middle case that 50% of the people use it for drinking, and 50% of the people use it for eating. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda is mekel, and says if you bought it for eating, you should know then you're allowed to drink the juice that came up by itself. Even if you bought the pomegranates to eat, even if you bought it for drinking, you should know, still the Chachamim make the gzeira. Without some people, or half the people, use these pears for the juice, so even though you bought it for eating, we have the same gzeira. Now when the juice comes out on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll come to light the pomegranate juice. It's very gishmak. And once you take a little bit, you're going to want to have more of it. So the Chachamim say it's awesome. So Klor, it's a riot to the Shita, that the Machlaikis of Yud and the Chachamim is by middle case. Tusim v'remoinim. That's what the Machlaikis is. So this is the riot. And Allah, we talk hold like this. That the Machlaikis is by Tusim v'remoinim. And here we make the Chilak. Yeah. Right. So more of a solve for Rabbi Yehuda. Stam. Also, so the last Brisa said, if you bought the remoinim and the tusim, if you bought it to eat it, then you're allowed to drink the juice that came out by itself. But if you bought it lamashka, all is stam. Stam das also it's osur. For the Gemara, is that true? The solve Rabbi Yehuda is stam osur. If you bought something stam, it's also like you want to use the juice, and it's osur. The yotznan we learned chol of isha. The milk that comes out of an isha is metam al rotzen. It has a shem mashkir on it. It's called like water. It has a shem mashkir, though it's milk. It has a din of like water. Melas metam al rotzen, mishlel rotzen. When it came out of the isha, whether she had das to squeeze it out, or it came out by, dripped out by itself. Both cases, the chol of isha has a shem mashka, and it's makabel tuma, and who was in its makshel makabel tuma? If the chol of the isha falls on peris, it's makshel the peri makabel tuma. Now if a sheretz touches this peri, the peri is makabel tuma. So Drashi with none. Chol of isha matama means makshir. It means if the milk of the isha falls on peris, it's like water falling on peris, it's makshir the kubi makabel tuma. L'rotzim shlo l'rotzim. What does that mean, shlo l'rotzim? Bein shiyotzim imenu l'rotzim. I mean, she had das, she was squeezing out, she wanted to nurse the baby. Bein shiyotzim shlo l'rotzim. She'achol of kruya mashke. Still, the locher is milk of the nisha is called a mashke. She never posach and shreifed him, but the posach is noid ha'chol of tashkeil. Loshna, she nursed. Instead of loshna tashkeil, he was drinking it. Mashke, it's called mashke, it's called water. That's the locher of milk of an isha. What about chol of behema, our cow milk? Is einu matam el l'rotzen. Here's a kula. It only has a shem mashki if you squeeze it out l'rotzen. Mashenka, if the milk came out by itself from the behema, it's not machshir. Trashi chol of behema, einu matam elim came yotz l'rotzen. V'loy, but if it didn't come out l'rotzen, the milk came out by itself, loy choshiv mashki, then it's not called mashka. V'yemnoga boy sheretz, if a sheretz touches the milk, einu makabel tumah. But time of first akame, we'll soon see what the reason is, what's the difference between behema milk and anisha milk. But by behemah milk, to our kopon, we say it's only has a shem mashke if you squeeze it out l'rotzen. It comes out shlo l'rotzen, it's not makabel tuma. Omer Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva, he thinks on this halacha. Rabbi Kiva says kal v'chaimul. Who is a kal v'chaimul fakert? Or ma chol of isha? Ma duch the milk of an isha? She'enu miyuchad elu l'ktanim. Who drinks isha milk? Only ktanim. They nurse. Still, even if the milk dripped out by itself, still you say it's called a mashka, and it's a machshir, and it can makabel tumam, over the chol of a behema. The milk that comes out of a behema, everybody drinks milk. Milk is only even for gdolim to drink. So it should be called a choshiva drink. Even adults drink milk. Is ain't a din shiatama. Avada should have a shame mashka, and it should be metama. Bein l'rotzen, bein shlel l'rotzen. Whether it came out by yehadas, or it came out that fell out by itself, avada should be called a mashka. So that's the Mekiva's taina. Amru loy lecham tana batev kiva, no. Im tam mechal, I'll tell you the reason why milk of an isha is more chamer. Im tam mechal of isha, shilei l'rotzon, you know why? Shadam nagavtei tamay. The blood that comes out of a person is also called a mashka. It's called a mashka. And it's mach shlekabu tumma, it could be mekabu tumma. Shadam nagavtei, she has a cut. And the blood comes out of the cut, you should know tummy. So therefore, since an isha has a chaymiro, the blood, who then her milk is also tummy. Like we soon see Rashi. Because the milk is the pshati that's really her dam. No, the dam came into milk. So since the milk that comes out of an isha, like really was blood, so and the blood of a person that comes out is mekabotuma and is machshir, that's why the milk is machshir also. Tummy. Mashenkin yitma cholva behema. You want to say mashenkin the milk of a behema? Shalei l'rotzon. You want to tell me if it comes out, drips out by itself, it should also be a mekabel tumah? No. Shadam magafte tor. Halacha by behema is if a behema has a cut and the blood of a behema comes out, it's not machshir. It doesn't have a shei mashke. So b'zoi anish is more chomer than a behema. The top Rashi here. Shadam magafte the Rashi. Shel isha. That means im nogaf ragla. She got a cut on a foot or yoda. The whole chaburish yotze men adam, any cut she has that blood comes out of a person, is machshel kabutuma. Kediyama perak dam anida, Gemara says in perak dam anida, dam chalolim, that means the haino dam horub, kori mashke. When you kill somebody and the blood comes out of him, it's called mashke. Shenema vadam chalolim yishte. Vadam agavtoi, that's if you kill the person, that's a lot of blood comes out of him. What about dam agavtoi means dam if he got a wound, he got a cut and blood comes out? Before a shosam, the dam chalolim heavy. That's also called dam chalolim. The mali kotla kula, mali kotla pauga. Might have to mean if so much blood comes out of her that she dies. Or just a little bit blood comes out of her. It's the same blood. So blood that comes out of a person has the shame mashka, and it's makabutuma. Weiter, the cholov now, that so mela, since her blood is tamei, the same thing, the milk that comes out of an isha has the same din. Why? Says Rashi, the cholov, the milk of an isha, kidam nagavtoi. It's like the blood that comes out of a wound. The dam nekar v'nasa cholov. Why does an isha now have milk? Because the blood of her, she doesn't have dam neither anymore, usually when she's pregnant. And she doesn't have dam neither anymore, so the dam changes over and comes into milk. And usually dam agafta comes out stole rotsa. Nobody wants the blood of him to come out. Usually when you get a cut, when the blood comes out, it comes out without your das. Done by accident, you cut yourself. And still dam agafta is makabotumum. So that's the reason why the milk of an isha is also makabotumum. Mashenkin behemoth, it's not that way. Trashi yitma cholava behemoth stole rotsa bitamiya. Shere dam agafta tor. To behemoth la bechlal chalalu. A behemah is not in the parsha of a chalal. So if a behemah gets a wound and blood comes out, it's not machshel kabutumum. Or meals of trashi, dam shchita machshel, that's like a true. When you make a shchita on a behemah, the blood that comes out, b'sha shchita, that's machshel. Mishum diishkish l'mayim, d'chsev alorot tishmchenu kamayim. As Zera says, the dam shchita, you should throw the blood on the water, on the floor, like water. So the blood that comes out, b'sha shchita, that's called kamayim, that is machshel kabutumum, that will be makabutumum. But regular blood that comes out of a behemah by a wound is not makabutumum. Therefore, the milk that comes out of a behemah is not as chomer as the milk coming out of an isha. Faita. Omer lehen, Rabbi Kiva still said no. Machrani b'cholov mi b'dam. I tell you, I'm still more chomer, I'll still be more machme by milk than by blood. Shehacholev l'refuah tummy. You should know, if you milk a cow for refuah, it's also makabutumum. Drashi machmani v'cholav l'tomai avshtol l'rotzim mi b'dam. I tell you, still Reb Kiva still wants to be more machm by regular milk than by dam. Even though when blood comes out of a behemah, it's not mekabel tumah, but when the milk comes out shloi l'rotzim, he wants it to be mekabel tumah. Why? Shachoylev l'refuah behemah shloi yizikenu chelbot. Let's say the behemah has too much milk, and you want to get the milk out just for refuah of the behemah. The behemah should be healthy. Is tummy? Such milk is tummy. Dol l'rotzimu. That's called the rotzim. If somebody lets out blood of his behemah, he cuts the behemah, the refuah, even though he's doing it for the purpose of refuah, is tor. The din is that blood is still not makabel tumah, not mafshir. The dam agavtohi, v'hayo v'yachol refuah, tomei afanoit the shel rotzim tomin. That's like a kiva name. Still, I tell you, milk is more chomer than blood. When they let blood out of a behemoth, no matter what kavani you have, the blood is not makabel tumah. Only dam ashrit is makabel tumah. For you stam let out the blood, even though it's for the health of the behemoth, it's not makabel tumah. Mashenke in the cholov of a behemoth, if you let out the milk, l'shem refuah, that is called the rotzen. It is makabel tumah. So you see, milk is more chomer than dam. Therefore he goes back to kavah chomer. Of milk alone, I see milk by an isha is machshir even shtel rotzen. Who would then by behemish also be shtel rotzen? Or maloy, they told him. So amaloy, the rabbanon told back to Kiva, no, it's not daima. Rashi amaloy ain't a daima shtel rotzen liyotze rotzen. There's no tushto that comes out by itself where it comes out the rotzen. Why? Sale zaitzan v'anodim yechicha. Bring your right from our mishnah sale baskets of grapes and of olives. If you have the juice, do you squash the grapes? So you squash the olives, and the juice comes out of it now. So if you did it bekavono, it's called a mashkets tomeim. Let's say by you had some a basket of grapes, you didn't want it to be squashed, and by itself the grapes got squashed, you didn't want it. What comes out of it, that juice is not machsher. It's not makabel tuma. Shleil rotzen teirim. So lechura, my love, lerotzen means the nichale. That your nicha with the water that comes, the juice that comes out, then it's called a mashke. It's called grape juice, it's called a mashke. Shlei lerotzen, what does that mean? Bistama. That shlei lerotzen just means bistama. That if the grapes got squashed by itself, minastam, that's also called shlei lerotzen. So this is the kasha now. You see, stam is called shlei lerotzen. So tomorrow, oma, it's a kabuchayme now. Oma zesim v'yanovim, madach, grapes, and olives. That their role of it is only to squeeze it out, to get the grape, to get the olive, to get the oil, and to get the wine. Still we say shleil l'rotzen. For like klum, if you did a shleil l'rotzen, it means nothing. Of a zaytusim reminding, our shalom before, when you bought pomegranates and some berries, the lab b'nei schidin ninu, they're not oimid b'davka to squeeze it out. Is like kol shechein, that stama should not be called k'rotzen. So that's the kash alkam we said before. Yehuda says, if you bought the tusim remind him stam, it's also wasser. Here smash mistam is called shleil rotzen. So the Gemara loy, that's not pshat here. Loy, lerotzen atayim means faket bistama. Here that we say it's makab, it's smash the kabotum, and it means bistama. Lerotzen doesn't mean you had 100% das to use it. That means if it came out min stam, that's also machshir. What does shleil rotzen mean? The gola yadaita dioma la nichale. That's called shleil rotzen. So there's no kasha to Rabbi Yehuda here. The when did we say it's not called das, it's not machsher, that's shleil rotzen. That avad is not called anything. But if it comes out min astam, if something comes out stam, that's also called nichalei. So it's good, Rabbi Yehuda shitty before also. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you bought the two sim remaining stam, so min astam, it's also called yonichel with the juice. If juice comes out stam, that's also called yonichel with the juice. So just like here, if the juice comes out stam, it is machsher kabel tumah, it's called yonichalei. Who would then, if you buy them stam, it's also called yonichel with the juice. If you buy the same, another territory says here, it's different. That's any time, if you buy the pear stam, it's also called yonichel with the juice comes out. So if Rabbi Yehuda is moidi, if you bought two sim remaining stam, the juice comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Because yonichel with the juice. He's only matter when you bought the peris before he cheated. Why here is tam called kenichusa? The boy is same. Shani sali zaysen v'yanovim. Kivon de leibud kaima mikori afkurim afkaluhu. As we're talking about now, you collected these zaysen v'yanovim in a basket. And a basket usually has holes in it. So when the juice gets squashed in the basket, that juice, you have no use for that juice. That juice is not aiming to fall down. So therefore here we say, minastam is called lanichalei. Hey, the juice, what happened there? You collected grapes in the basket, right? So your carbonate was to take the grapes home. Now, when you collect, put it in the basket, it got such a heavy weight, it's the bottom started to drip out the juice. Now, that juice, since it's in a basket that has holes, usually it's a holy basket, so the juice falls down. So you have no nichus at all for that juice. That's why, min astam, we say you have no das to use it. It's only if lerotzen, only if you squeeze it out the kavono, then we say you want the juice. The juice is called a mashke, it could be mashem. But min astam, since it's oimet to be libud, then you have no das for it. Mashenke, in our case, is not shver. You bought the peris home stam. If you buy something stam, that's also called yunicha with the mashke. What does it mean yunicha with the mashke? That lo yitzur, the juice comes out in a kli, and you start to drink it, we're afraid it's geshmaka juice. You're going to want to have more juice. You come to squeeze out the more peris. Here we say if you buy it stam, it's like you have no das to use the juice, because here the juice is going libud. Here the juice is being lost. if the juice is in the stam fall on the floor, it's hefker, the lashon mikara kurim afkulu. You have no doubt to use that juice at all. That's why here it's mutter. Venach namir, Yehuda Shita is when you buy the peris tusim v'yamayinim stam, it's also to drink the juice, even stam.
Yeah, Rogan, Yisimin Shin Gimel. Really, we started yesterday. We'll go to the Ika part of Halacha today. The beginning just says that the Medina the Gemara, Medina HaMishnah we had, Anisha is not allowed to wear tachshitim on Shabbos. She's not allowed to wear jewelry. And there are around three or four reasons why she shouldn't wear different type of jewelries. Now, the first two halachas we had was, there are certain things she has in her hair, that we're afraid that when she has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she has to take it out of the hair, because otherwise it'll be a chatzitza. And we're afraid when she takes it off, since it's not such a choshev as that to put back in the hair, we're afraid when she comes home from the mikvah, instead of putting it back on her head, she'll walk home with it. That's one chash. Hey, things that are not so choshev that she takes off to go to the mikvah, we're afraid when she comes back, she'll forget to put them back on, and she'll walk home with them in the hand. Another gzeir is now, we're going to have that from Gimel on Kemat. These are different type of tachshitim. That means things that she wears that look nice, and they're born and asked because the gzera, when she meets a friend, Bishus Rabin, she's going to want to show them to a friend. So she'll take it off to show it to a friend, and she'll walk down with Bishus Rabin. That's why they're born and asked the second takona, not to wear jewelry that she'll take off to show her friends. So that's like Dalad here, Leteise Bir Shalzohov, that's Pirush Rashi Shutach Shit Ogul, or Mitzarim Boy Kimanir, it's a gold charm that has a picture of a city on it. VHPM solution, even though you attach it to your clothing, but we're afraid she'll take it off. Rabbeinotam Perishu Kena Torah LaRosh. It's a beautiful type of a crown she wears on her head. Also, we're afraid she'll come to show take it off. Then, Huadin Hei, Kalila Vutashi Shem Nichtoy Apadachtoy. Also, another type of jewelry they put upon the forehead. Medina the Gemara Tzosa, because we're afraid she'll take it off to show her friends. Now, Vov is another type of Xera. Simon Vov is Resukia, dainu chatichas mil. That's like mamish, like a sheet. Chatichas mil is like a piece of sheet, a piece of cloth. Rechava, very wide piece of cloth, and that she just wraps it around her. The eras exera, maybe it's going to fall off her when she's walking with Shusar Rabim, and if something falls off, we're afraid she'll pick it up and walk with the Daladamas. So it depends. Im yesh bar ritsuyis, if it has straps on it, kitsarais, tuluyais bom, that's hanging straps, the kosher band that she could tie it onto her, lahatkas vivasel the mahadik shari. If she could tie it onto herself, good, so then we're not afraid of fall off, then she's mutter to go out with it. The inane lurid suasasa. But she doesn't have straps on it, so stam a piece of cloth that you just throw around you, it's very easy for it to fall off. So the bottom asks that you shouldn't wear that. There's a coat that you put your hands into, or a hat that's on your head, good, we're not afraid it'll fall off. But something you just wrap around you, we're afraid it'll fall off with it on Shabbos. This is one of the shalas about, we spoke out once about wearing a talis on Shabbos. The chur, you wear a talis outside, you should survive in the street, you should have this gezeira. The chur, it's pretty easy for a talis to fall off you. Like a talis is not strapped down to you, it's just on you, and you walk out in the street, a little wind could come, you walk a little bit fast, it could fall off you. So the chur, it should be yourself, this din. Now some people, we spoke out as well, some people want to be mekel to say that a talis, we never walk out really in Shusar Rabin. In the middle of the week, we never wear it. If anything, we carry it in the hands. So bus is now on Shabbos, we're wearing it. The only reason why we're wearing it is because we know you're not allowed to carry it. So Melatolos, you wouldn't have the Xerum that if it falls off, you come to pick it up and walk with it more. Because it's not a derech to walk with a talus, to wear a talus in the street. Now the only reason you're wearing it is because you know you're not allowed to carry it. Otherwise, you'll stop carrying it. That's what some want to say. Somebody said the Adam used his makel of wearing a talus. By design. That's another type of a jewelry. But Tetzei, the Katla, Dino, Begit, Sheshlas, Natsin. All right. Other things. Yeah. Now Ches, also jewelry, Letetze Venizmayav, she can't work out with a nose ring. Why? The same gzera. Because we're afraid she'll take it off and show her friend. Abuyotze Venizmehoisen, she can walk out with earrings. That's because at that time they used to have the earrings, the hair was covered over their ears. Mevnei Shos Naya Mechusois, because they used to have the ears covered up. V'mokim Shnoigim Legalosos Naimla, like today, where the ears are not covered up, then it should be also lotes benizamin sheboizin. Heichad derech letzi misham, because we're the same chash. We're afraid that maybe she'll take off her earrings to show a friend. As if the hair is covering up the earrings, so we're not afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. She wouldn't want to uncover her hair. But if it's not covered up anyway, then an earring should also be also to walk out miikur adin. Yeah. Now the test is like teitzei b'machit. She can't walk out with a pin, nekuva that has a hole in it. because a pin that has a hole is not, no, it's nisa deraisa. It's not called a tachshit. It's not called a itzov. Yim yotza chayevis. She's chayev chatis. V'sheinim bekuva doesn't have a hole on it. So then it depends. Im medes bo kishurev, she's using the pen to hold the clothing up, to hold it in place, then muteris. It's called a tashmish to the clothing. So she's allowed to use it. V'yimeinim medes bo kishurev also. But if she doesn't use it to hold the clothing in place, you're just using the pin for a tashit, for a pin to look nice, that's also a gzeira mikir adin. Jewelry they can't wear, we're afraid to take it off. Same thing now, a tabas, a ring, if it has a choysim, a signet, she's chayev chatis. Because Medina Gemara, an isha never wore this type of a ring. It was only a man's ring. So if an isha is called a masui, and she's chayev midiraisa. But if she doesn't have a choysim, that's called her ring of jewelry. It's also to wear a ring on Shabbos for an isha. When she walks out with it, it's potter. Because midi rice is called a tachshit, so it's muta. Just the rabbanon made gzeira not to wear tachshitim. We're afraid she'll take it off. Now go to Yudbeis. Yudbeis is the fourth type of gzeira. So far we had three type of gzeiras. One there was Mishum Tefillah, that things that she has to take off when she's Tevil, and they're very small things, we're afraid she won't put them back on again, she'll walk out with them. Then the Xer was Tachshitim, jewelry, we're afraid in the middle of the street she'll come to show her friend to take it off. And then we had a third Xer, a cloth she just wraps around herself, that's very easily to fall off, you can't wear such a cloth, because we're afraid it'll fall off in the street, and you come to carry it. Now the fourth type of Xer is Simon Yudbeis, even your days also. Im chosar achas mishiner, she's missing a tooth. Or mesima achabim koim, you put a false tooth there. In mushal zov, if it's a golden false tooth, loitetsi boy, she can't walk out with it. The chivin shem mishun b'mara, since it looks very modern, mishar shinayim dilma mavazelhu, we're afraid people will make fun of her. V'shok lelei, and she'll take it off her. Or matchin, she'll come to carry it. Avoshokhesev is only made out of silver. Shadayim l'shar shenayim muter. V'goshchein shein d'odim. If it looks like a regular person's tooth. So I call upon him. This is another type of gzeira. Something that we're afraid she'll be embarrassed. People will make fun of her. We're afraid she'll take it off with shesarabim. She can't walk out with it. Who are then yudgimul l'teitzib aman l'akruya. She l'mala. These things still apply today, l'chura. She can't walk out with the shoes that has a rip. If the shoes are ripped, why? The machkulah. By an isha, we're afraid that her friends will see it or start laughing at her. She'll take off her shoes and carry it. V'yotzlasuya. V'le the manu chodesh. Also, Gemara. She can't walk out with a new shoe. Shema lo yovel midosa. Maybe the first time she's wearing it now is on Shabbos. We're afraid she won't be happy with the fit. And in the middle of the street, she'll take it off and walk with it. Elim ten nosa lulechas bum. Yes, unless she tried it out yesterday. To make sure it fits her. Right, the Yudaldo is the Yotzes B'chutei Sar. She is allowed to wear chutim of hair on top of her hair. Bein Shem Masui Misar, whether it's own hair or other people's hair or Behemoth's hair, and the Chiddush is here, we're not afraid to take it off because people make fun of her. But the Dera to put chutim, strings of hair on top of your hair. And Vada was tied down well, so we're not afraid it'll fall off. Right, the Tezvo. Yotze B'kesher, she wore some type of a knot. Shoysen Refuas Kittiv, it was like a Kimeya. They put some type of a knot on them to stop them from Ein Hara. Shlo Yishtot Boy, people shouldn't give them an Ein Hara. So it's like a Kimeya, it's also called a Tachshit for the body, it's Mutta. Over Moy Chakoshim Hudik Biyozna, if you have cotton in your ears, you let them walk out with it on Shabbos. Because it's a purpose, it's serving the Tzorech HaGuf now, it like dissolves the wax that's coming out. So be it inside tight, it's Mutta. We're not afraid it'll fall out. You let it walk out with it on Shabbos. If you have cotton in your foot, in your shoes, also you can walk out with it on Shabbos. And who did have a merch, just kinnily dosa, like you had. Yeah. Want to get to what's Magel Alocha? Yeah. Now, Yud Zayin is also a Pirnagaya. Yud Zayin will go to him. Yesh Oisrim Lohovi Mafteach. Some people say you're not allowed to carry a key. Afilu Mechotzer Abayis. Even in your own house. Mechotzer Abayis. Kiyim Beyodah. You can only carry the key in your house or in your backyard, into the house, in your hands. You're not allowed to put the key, even in your own house, on your belt. Why? Maybe you leave it on your belt, and you walk out to the Shusarabim. So even a key in your house, or in the chaser, that you're allowed to carry it, you should only carry it in your hand. Because something that's in your hand, we're not afraid you walk out with the Shusarabim. But if you're going to put the key inside your belt, and leifim was not part of the buckle, just put it on the side of the belt, you have no heter to carry that out with Shusha Rabin, even in your house you shouldn't do that. Because the Xavier is you come to walk out with the Bershus Rabin. Now some people say, some Achranim hold, who are the Lamaisa anything, you shouldn't put it on, in your pockets on Shabbos. In your house even. Even though in your house you're allowed to walk out with your handkerchief in your house, for a Xavier. If you put the handkerchief inside your house, if you put the handkerchief in your pocket, we're afraid you'll forget it there, and you walk out with Bershus Rabin. Just like the Mechab is saying here, a key, you shouldn't hold a key in your house, in your belt. The Chur, what's the Xavier? You come to walk out with it. The Chur, the same Xavier should apply anything you have in your pockets. So some people take a thing like that. Unless you can have your glasses sticking out over here, but you have something very big that you know it's naked to you, you have it there. So then we're not afraid you walk out with the Bishus Rabin. But everybody knows the Maisa, sometimes you put a handkerchief, you put a tissue in your pocket, and before you know it, you come to Shul, you remember, it's still in your pocket right now. So it's very Shechiyat Xavier. So something like that, and the Chur, make it right in, you shouldn't put it in your pocket at all on Shabbos. But you'll have the good gezer, you come to walk out with it on Shabbos. Yudchet, this was Magay now. Call Sha'asra Chachamim Lotzes Boy L'Shus Rabin. All these jewelry, you're not allowed to walk out with Shus Rabin, is also Lotzes Boy L'Chotzer. You're not allowed to even wear the jewelry in your own Chotzer. Shein Murevis, and a Chotzer is not Murevis. Chutz Mikful Opeya, Nochris, only a type of a Shaitel or something to put over the head. Dino Clear Sash, a Kolab Tech Sarah. That's where Boron will make it. The Yeshayim, some say the whole Shasa Lotzeis Boy Afil Liskashit Boy Babayis is also. Some say no, the jewelry that they asked you to wear outside in the Rishus Rabin, the Rabbanon asked you, the Isha, even to wear in a house. And the Tam is, because the Gzeiro, she puts on the earrings in a house, she'll walk out with it through Rishus Rabin. The Koshken Lotzeis Boy Lachotzim Rebbe, she can. Chutz Mikful of Peyanachos, only these two, the Shaitul and the kerchief on top of it, that will make a Mishum Shalom Bayis. The Yeshayim, some say they'll know. Sha'akel muta lotzeis boy b'chotzer afilu enim urevis. Now this is very nageya. This is one of the coolest with Saimichon. That some say no. You're allowed to walk out with jewelry in your own house, and even in a chotzer, that's not murevis. It's only also then mamish to walk out with Shusha Rabin. That's the Issa that Rabbanim made. Now, so the Mechaba v'idna, today, Nasha didan, our women, nogu lotzeis b'chol tachshitim. The minig is that women go out with all type of tachshitim, all type of jewelry. The Yeshamu, some say, Shemadina Asurus, really it's awesome, Medina the Gemara, El Shechiv and Shla Yishmo, Mutta Shishoigas all Yom Azidis. Since they're not going to listen to us, so better leave them alone, let them do it Bishoigim, and don't tell them to do it Bemazid. That's one heter. But the Pasha, that's the Shracher heter, because before we have Chashim and Noshim, we don't want them to do an Issa. The Yeshalom do Aleim Schus, some say another heter. Loima Shem, Loigas Kain, our peace for Achreina. That the whole Mikra didn't look at Beno Tam Shita, this last halacha. There's no issa to go out in a chotz is not murevis. There's no issa. So where's the issa to wear your jewelry? Only Rishus Rabin, the Rabbanan said you can't wear jewelry in Rishus Rabin. Of the Zayva Hashta today, the last one Rishus Rabin, like a lot of shittas, we don't have Rishus Rabin Gomer, heavily called Rishus Rabin Shalom Karmelis. All our Rishus Rabin's Vada the Karmelis. That's another cool to be saying, Mechon. That today we don't have Rishus Rabin, therefore we're not makbar on a noshim to wear the jewelry. That we hold the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, they only ask the inner Rishus Rabin, not in the Chotah Shein Merevis, therefore it's mutter. Lamaisa, this heter is also pretty shvacher heter, befrat in Los Angeles, because there are a lot of places already that we have 600,000 people living there, that it's possible to have Rishus Rabin. So it's not so posh this heter either. Mela, what's another heter we have? The Ikki Het with the Rimor says now, Hagov Yeshemim Oitam Lahat, another time where we make them. The Yahshe Shchichit HaShchitim Yotzebem Afachil. Today, Yedua, the Noshim wear jewelry even more maybe in the weekdays than they wear on Shabbos. The Rogel wearing jewelry today. For Lekla Mechish Dumashofi Yamachbul King, Kamaybi Yamein. Today, the Rogel, so Lekla Punk take it off on Shabbos to show it to their friend. They have a whole week to show it to their friend. It's not like the Molga Zeiten. So how you regil Moses Ben Rak B'Shabbos? I'm all the only wear the jewelry to cover Shabbos. Once a week they wore the jewelry. Well, they have a shchichi. It wasn't shchichi to have jewelry either so much. So therefore, you can be makel today. We don't have the gzera that they'll take off the jewelry to show their friends with Shus Rabin. This is one of the ikia term that they make along. That's not a derech anymore to take off your jewelry to show it to your friend. Omiyo tabas. Oh, that's right, tabas. So our koponim was nageh to this. This will only be matir jewelry that the time of wearing it is we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. Well, Herbie had three other reasons to ask the jewelry. One reason is some things that they'll make fun of you and they'll take it off. So that answer still applies. She'll wear a mudna type of a tooth. or she wears shoes that have ripped shoes, that should still be yasser for Nisha to wear. Because that exam will still apply. Someone will make fun of Anisha wearing a ripped shoe. She'll be embarrassed about it. She'll take it off. So the only Aterim we'll have is the first two Aterim, which are not so posh at Aterim. Right, so the other exam we had, forced to take it off. Something that will fall off you is also not so posh. So if some wear a cloth that is just some wrap around them, that's very easy for it to fall off, that there would also still apply today. Because maybe it will fall off and she'll come to walk with Shus Rabim. Right? You can only be Samech Lekula on the first two Tamim that we don't have with Shus Rabim altogether. But the one that's here, Bisna Gay, with Abisla Shvacha Maisu, is the first Issa. The first Issa was that something an Isha wears and launched in the here. And where Choshed, maybe she'll have to go to the Mikvah on Shabbos, and she has to take off these Ritsuas in the here, and afterwards she won't come to put them back on again, she'll walk out with it in Shus Rabim. So Chur, that Gezerah should also apply today. She will be a gay when she goes to the mikvah Friday night. We should be choshed that when she goes to be tovel, she's not going to take off her jewelry. And we should be afraid then, she will be afraid maybe she won't put it back on again, and she'll walk home with the jewelry in her hand. So that's a bit of...